Hey, 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 it's your girl. Just call me J. Nicole. And this bookcast is about none other than why, yours truly. But most importantly, it's about life with my bookends. So who are or what are my bookends, you may ask? They're my wonderfully talented two sons, also known as my heart and my heartbeat. Without them, life just was incomplete. And I know a lot of people are like, but one of the biggest things that I desired in life was to become a mother. And at 18, I was told that there was a slim to none chance that that would even happen. So when God bestowed them upon me, they made my life complete. And they hold me upright. They give me perspective on what life is and what I should be doing in life. They actually give me purpose each and every day. And because of them, I now have this podcast to share with you the day in the life of the Walkers, or more specifically, the day in the life of Just Call Me J. Nicole and life with my bookends. Hey, 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 it's your girl, Just Call Me J. Nicole, and I'm coming to you with another episode. So this evening, I had a great conversation. It was actually an interview process that I went through, but it was an interview process for a group that I'm interested in joining. And during the interview, it was more like a getting to know you session. So I hate to keep using the word interview, but that's what they called it. I was able to openly talk about my feelings, my future, my past, my present, my relationship and whatnot. And it got me to thinking. Last night, as I drove from Tampa, Florida, back to the A, because my flight had been canceled, and that is a post for another day. I was able to sit with the girlfriend. I always call it the girlfriend, but my son's girlfriend. And we actually were able to talk candidly about things that she could not do with her parents. And one of the things that moved me was that she said she had talked to her friends and had expressed that she was so thankful that she had me, her boyfriend's mother, to talk to about things that she could not talk to her parents about. And that she hoped that that would continue. So what prompted the conversation was I told her that when I was in Florida, I failed to get the opportunity to interview her and my son for my podcast. I wanted to do an episode with those two in particular about sex. And why did I want to talk to them per se about sex? Well, they are young. They're in quote unquote love. And I say quote unquote because as you get older, love takes on a different meaning and you find out what real love is. Or maybe it's the opposite way. Who knows? They are infatuated with one another. And because my son and I have a really great relationship and it's open, and I make sure that it's open so that there is an exchange of dialogue with whatever. He's able to talk to me about sex. He's probably going to be like, oh God, mom, when he hears this. Nonetheless, as we were planning to surprise him for his birthday, I was the secret. He had no idea I was coming, but he said, hey mom, when she gets here, is it okay if I spend the night with her? And I'm thinking to myself, well, dang, I'm gonna be the third wheel. Now I'm going to be like in the way. But he felt comfortable enough to ask me, one, instead of just sneaking off, two, that allowed me to know what his other intentions were. And then that also opened up an opportunity for us to have dialogue about safe sex, the rights and wrongs. And it's not that I'm promoting sex before marriage. That's a whole conversation that he and I have had over years. And I wish that he had waited to marriage, but we are here, we are now, and so be it. So, as we're leaving Florida and her and I are talking, her being the girlfriend, I was telling her some of the things that I just wanted to interview her about. And I actually wanted to hear from a younger female perspective what she knew about sex and not the act. It was more like the safety, like birth control. If she knew to make sure she urinated after sex and other things to prevent UTI, about staph bacteria, because that's a real thing. We all own our own staph bacteria. It's part of our body makeup. And I went through the whole spiel. It was probably way too much, but that goes my biologist brain. And I was explaining to her how staph bacteria can be on the inside of the thighs. And even if they're briskly humping with clothes on, she can also transfer staph bacteria from herself to him and vice versa. I talked about the handling of the female and the male genitalia with the hands and how it's best to start off with clean hands as well as clean genitalia. I also went into the fact that before the actual act, it's best to just be clean because of the bacteria and the other things that can go there if both persons are STD clean. I'll say that because even if you take a shower and you're all clean and everything, if you got a STD, crabs, lice, herpes, warts, whatever the case may be, it's not gonna, the shower ain't gonna help, basically. So, anyhow, as we're talking, I can tell that her wall came down and she was able to actually talk to me and discuss some other things that she was not able to discuss. And that brought me back to the interview that I had today. I've learned over the course of self-discovery of this year in particular, excuse me, guys, this weather change is kicking my butt. But I learned over the course of this year that my walls are coming down where I'm able to be totally transparent and I can talk about my hurt, my pain, my joy, my happiness, my life. And I like that because at one point I felt compelled to hide so many different facets of my life. I didn't want anybody to know that, oh my God, we have not actually been married for this amount of years and that we have children out of wedlock or, you know, whatever the case may be. I did not want people to know that because I had lied to myself for so long, and I was trying to be transparent to everybody else, but I was still lying to them. So now that I'm being transparent with myself, and I'm like, I gotta live in my truth, and I have to be able to not only live in my truth, but tell my truth. And so here I am, sitting on the phone with two strangers, telling them about every facet of my life that is broken, that I would like to repair. My wildest dreams, my goals, and aspirations. And I felt probably like the girlfriend did, like, okay, I can actually breathe a little bit and I can talk about myself. And in the world that we live in, it's so hard to find someone
who you can be that person with, because the world has become so very catty and everyone's just out to gain for themselves. They're not in it to like help someone else. And the one of the meetings that I attended over the weekend in Tampa with my homegirl Tiffany, we actually talked about that in particular with Black women. How we see a trend that Black women have a tendency to not want to help one another. And I said that leans into what even men say about us, is that women are catty and that they don't know how to get along. They don't work well with one another. It's just a huge stereotype that's put on us. But truth be told, we love to help one another. And what oftentimes gets in the way of us being able to let our walls down is that we have always been judged. We continue to feel judged. So that affects our self-esteem, which is affecting our confidence. And you can't really be who you want to be and let your wall down if those things don't exist. If you don't have confidence, if you don't have great self-esteem, it's just like, okay, well, I just want to be a hermit. Crawl into my shell. Y'all stay over there. I'm going to stay over here. But if you have goals and visions and aspirations like myself, you have to get to a point where you come out of your shell a little bit at a time and you learn how to see those people that have the tools that you need so that you can get to where you need to be, do what you need to do. But you also see what it is that you can offer that person. It's not just a relationship of take, it's a relationship of balance. So here I am talking to this young lady, and I just want to interview her. And little did I know it was going to become a relationship of balance. I was offering her information on how to properly take care of her body, how to explore her sexuality and protect herself at the same time. And what she was getting from it is someone who she can talk to, who was not going to pass judgment against her, who was not in it for an alternative motive, like, okay, yeah, I need to just use this. We talked for a very long time, and my heart again went out to her because I'm like, wow, how many other young girls are out here who feel the same way that she does? And it got me to thinking about my dear sweet friend Tiff and how she started up her nonprofit, I Am My Daughter's Keeper, and how we really need that. And I was like, oh my God, this would be a great program for me to be part of. And I'm like, well, I don't have any daughters. I just have sons. But that should not keep me from wanting to reach out and mentor other young ladies. And so that's what I decided to do. Not the girlfriend, but I've actually joined a club at the school where I teach, and we are going to be mentoring young ladies through a wonderful program. And we're going to incorporate some fitness pieces. And it's not to push them because we're like, oh, you got to be fit. It's just to promote whole health, whether it be the psyche or mentality, the spirit, the physical. We want to be able to touch on all of those areas. And it's an awesome program. I'm so excited to be recognized as a coach. But again, how many of us are walking through life and we need a mentor, or we can mentor to someone, but we're just not. We're just sort of sitting there and keeping it to ourselves. We're being that hermit that I talked about. And as we're trying to elevate ourselves, we can't get there. It's because we need to come back out of our shell a little bit. We need to network. We need to help others. And in the long run, we get what we want and they get what they need at the same time. So you guys are probably like, what do you know? This is crazy. You were just talking about how you were able to talk about yourself. In order to ask for help, you have to be comfortable enough to admit that you need help. And when I had originally sought out to start my nonprofit, I was a little bashful about who to ask for help, because one of my homegirls who actually had her nonprofit up and running, when I went to her and said, "How can I help?" I felt like she put me in a box, and she was like, "Well, you know, if you don't check off all these other boxes, so here's what you can do for me." And that was not the job that I wanted. And so instead of me saying, "Okay, well, that's not really what I wanted to do. This is what I really wanted to do," I lacked communication of telling her what I really want to do to help her organization to see if it was going to be a good fit. Again, my homegirl Tiffany, she put up a meme, and I was like, "Doggone it, that's a good one." And it pretty much summed up to this point. There can be duplicates of the same thing, but the way this person does it is different from the way the other person does it. So just thinking of it as shoes. There are multiple brands of sneakers, running shoes, tennis shoes, depending on where you come from, sneakers, or what I call it. Some people call it kicks. You get it. And Nike has their lane. Adidas has their lane. Puma, so forth and so on. They all are doing the same concept, which is shoe wear, but they're doing it their way. So when I started my nonprofit, instead of going to my homegirl and saying, "Hey, look, this is what I really wanted to be able to provide, and since I'm not a good fit for your organization, no shade, can you help me so that I can do that and maybe we can partner together later on?" I sat and I struggled for a year. I got it up, but I'm not still where I want to be. Even now with my podcast, I start doing it and I'm like, "Okay, I really want to do this. I really wish I can blow up." Didn't know where to start. And I hit up Tiff. She told me how she was recording hers. I'm like, "Oh, cool. This is a free app. Okay, cool. I can get down with this." It's Anchor, by the way. Free, free, and free again. And so I put myself out there. I was open to give someone something that they may need while I'm getting what I need as well, which is I'm getting myself out there. I'm getting out of my comfort zone. I'm learning to be transparent. And that also included me taking what started off as a audio diary or audio journal of sorts and has launched into a podcast. Okay. That teeny tiny crab walk has blossomed into the fact that I am now on a online radio station twice a week. And I'm over the hill excited, uber excited about it. And then I was like, "Okay, I need to get I had to get headshots, and I needed to do this, needed to do that." And I didn't think about flyers and advertisement and everything. And I'm like, "I want to look the part. I want to look legit. I'm not a half-asser most times." So again, when I'm in Tampa and I'm chopping it up with Tiff and she was talking about everything, and I'm like, who does your artwork, your graphics? And she's like, I do. I was like, oh my God, I really, you know, what system do you use? What are you using and everything? She told me what she was using. And I said, oh, I don't have that. And she was like, well, send me what you have. Tell me what you're looking for. I'll put it together. Is that a sign that women don't get along together? Is that a sign that most women are trying to pull themselves down? Is that a sign that, you know, of all the stereotypical things that you've heard of women, was that a sign of it? Absolutely not. So she hooked me up with these dope graphics. I could not be more pleased with the way that they turned out. And so again, I'm putting myself out there trying to develop who I want to become. Trying to be what someone else may need me to be for them. But I'll never know what it is that they need from me unless I put myself out there. So guys, what have you done to allow yourself to grow into the person that you want to be? Have you allowed yourself to be uncomfortable? I know a lot of people hate being uncomfortable, but I've always heard that God will make you uncomfortable in order for you to grow. And if you're not into spirituality, just know that if a seed turns into something other than just that seed, and it's been planted under the soil, there's pressure that's put on it. And it's having to creep and crawl as it sprouts through that soil. Do you think that is comfortable? Do you think that it is comfortable to yearn the way that you've been yearning, to be and do something other than what you are being and what you are doing, and not have any action to do more and be more? I've sat for several years not being, not doing, but I was butthurt. I was frustrated. I was depressed. And it was until I started being and doing, when I became uncomfortable, that other things started happening for me. So being and doing and being uncomfortable are just some minor scrapes and bruises that you have to go through until you get to where you want to be. What can you do so that you can be what you want to become? Comes back full circle to what I've always been on. What is your vision? What is your goals? What can you take, break down into little sections and say, this is what I want to be. This is what I want to do. Or this is what I want to do. And in order to do that, I need to do these things. Or this is what I would like to be. In order to be this, this is what I need to do, and chunk that up. Revisit your plan, guys. We're at the tail end of August. Before you know it, we'll blink fast and we'll be shouting Happy New Year. Have you touched maybe a third of what your vision and plans were? Have you done a third? If not, revisit. It may be that your plan, your goal, your vision is not just a 1-year thing. It may be a 3, 4, 10-year plan. But in order for you to do, you have to start. You have to be a doer. And yeah, you're going to be uncomfortable. Come out of your shell. Make some things happen. Sprout on up. Push through all those things that make you uncomfortable, come out of that shell of comfort and know that you're more than just that hermit. You're more than just that seed. You are more than just who you think that you are. Until next time, guys, this is Just Call Me J. Nicole, and I'm out. Make sure you're following me on all of my social media platforms. I can be found on IG at Just Call Me J. Nicole, and that's JustCallMe, the letter J, Nicole. I can be found on Twitter at the number 2, Will Confirm. That again is the number 2, WillConfirm. And as always, drop me a line, send me your thoughts, suggestive material to cover. And you can do so by emailing it to me at justcallmejnicole@gmail.com.